The average return on a radio ad schedule is 11 times investment. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how to increase your bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
You have reached your destination.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump on Twitter again claims the election was stolen through widespread fraud, but that he wants his team to cooperate with President-elect Biden's while the fight plays out.
Emily Murphy, head of the General Services Administration, wrote a letter to the President-elect, freeing up millions of dollars for the transfer of power. Murphy claimed she was not pressured by anyone in the executive branch with regard to the substance and timing of her decision, though she did say she received thousands of phone and online threats in an effort to coerce her into making the move prematurely.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. Surgeon General Dr. Jerome Adams is asking Americans to not hold large Thanksgiving gatherings this year because of the coronavirus pandemic. He tells Fox and Friends,
I want people to continue to follow my three W's, wearing a mask, washing your hands, and watching your distance.
More than 85,000 Americans are in the hospital now with coronavirus. America's listening to Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
We had a chilly start this morning at 35 degrees right around dawn, right around the 6 o'clock hour. But we've warmed up to 53 right now. We're on our way up to about 70 today. And I've been telling you, Zeta came by, was a tropical storm on October 28th. We've had clear sailing since Zeta. I mean, it's been pristine. It's been, for people in my business, it's been wonderful. But it all ends today. This is the last quiet day. So today's high around 70 with a good bit of sun. Increasing clouds tonight, dry, low 52. Tomorrow, first of multiple storm systems. Scattered showers and thunderstorms possible by tomorrow afternoon. A better chance tomorrow evening and tomorrow night. Some stronger storms not out of the question. We are in a marginal severe weather risk. Windy tomorrow, high 75. I think we're in the mid-70s on Thanksgiving. Small chance of leftover showers, especially in the morning and midday hours on Thanksgiving. I'll leave in a small chance. And then improvement later. And then another storm system, let's call it a disturbance, comes in with scattered showers possible on Friday, and then a better chance of showers and thunderstorms Friday night into Iron Bowl Saturday. It doesn't mean it's going to rain all the time, but showers and thunderstorms on Sunday. That looks like the main event for Iron Bowl weekend, with the better rain chances towards late day Sunday into Sunday evening, Sunday night, and that could be a severe weather situation. Tis the season for severe weather here in Alabama. Right now this morning, 53 degrees, little 10-mile-an-hour easterly breeze at 9:03.
Good morning.
Hello.
How are you?
Well, I'm good. I'm going to miss this tranquil pattern that we've had for weeks, and now I'm kind of been a little spoiled by no storms.
Right. Muscles might have atrophied a bit.
We have to go back to that kind of pattern here. So anyway.
I hope you got your sleep in the last week or two.
I did. We got some good sleep last night, huh, baby?
Oh, Chase looks great today.
He likes snuggling up, and he's just such a good dog.
And he really is like, what mix is he? Like Mexican street dog?
No, well, that 3%. There's 12 different breeds.
Okay.
His folks were, sleeping around. But 3%. There are some excellent ones. I should bring you that list. But 3% Mexican street dog. That one just stood out.
I've definitely seen some shepherd of some sort.
There are
like Australian shepherd.
There are different types of shepherd mixes. Maybe three or four. There's also herding type dogs.
Mm. You ever put him in front of sheep?
No, but he
see
likes,
what happens. See likes, the instinct kicks
he
in.
He likes to herd my feet. He likes to go by and grab my legs as I'm walking. My feet as I'm walking. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, anyway.
It is fun, those moments like with Labrador retrievers, like the first time they see water.
Yeah.
And it's like, go. And as long as they're not spooked or really anxious, I mean, they love that stuff.
Yeah. And those dogs, their job, they They don't get tired of that. They that's what they do. Yeah. You know? Yeah. So you're on today and tomorrow.
Yes. I'm taking the day off for this show for News and Views on Thursday and Friday.
Okay.
I believe on Dan's show we'll be doing a 2-hour Iron Bowl special on Friday. Oh. Everybody's dark on Thanksgiving Day. No,
I'm glad the Iron Bowl's on at 2:30.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't mind the time, but I do mind Gary Danielson.
Yeah.
Oh, Gary. Well, at least it's not Gary and Vern.
Oh, you don't like Vern? I miss Vern.
I mean, but yeah, I want to say shut up, Gary, all the
yeah,
time.
Exactly.
Shut
up. Just Vern shut made up, it Gary. Palatable to me with his chortling. And
yeah.
His,
well, he, oh, I can't stand he was on the Masters the other day. He still does. Even in retirement, he still does. He's at the 16th hole every year for, I don't know.
Who the hell is Happy Rope. Gilmore?
Yeah, so there's it. Vern still does some stuff for CBS every once in a while. So we're going to enjoy this nice day.
Yeah.
I'll be back with you. I'll see you guys tomorrow.
Okay.
And
you got any big plans for the holidays?
No, me either. Very, very low key. I'll be visiting a family that is kind of adopted me in Tallahassee. So I'll be over there for Thanksgiving.
Very good. Yeah. Very good. Well,
take care.
Get some
rest.
Have
a good one.
You
too.
News and Views from 9 till noon begins officially here in mere moments. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program early.
Whether you're in the market for a car, truck, or SUV, it's a better buy at Brubaker. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime. It's better at brubaker.com.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Macon County authorities are investigating after a body was found yesterday. Sheriff Andre Brunson says the death is being ruled a homicide, but the cause of death and location will not be made public until next of kin has been notified. Selma Mayor James Perkins has enacted a curfew from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. 7 days a week until further notice. In addition, gatherings of 25 or more people are banned, as are groups of any size that can't maintain a 6-foot social distance to help stop the spread of the coronavirus. And across the state, more than 1,400 people are currently in the hospital with COVID-19. State health officials say more than 29,000 cases have been confirmed in the last 2 weeks. More than 3,100 people have now died from COVID-19 in Alabama. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Do you have a Class A CDL license and at least 6 months driving experience with a good record? Jimmy and Darius Transport specializes in hotshot. Their trailers are 3 to 5 car haulers, and they have immediate openings for qualified drivers. Earn $1,500 per week, 50% of your health insurance paid, paid vacations that grow to 3 weeks after 3 years, quota bonuses, and much more. Jimmy and Darius Transport is also looking for dispatchers. Call Jimmy and Darius Transport at 241-6414. That's 241-6414.
Hi, this is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios. Do you have a box full of old home movies or videos, and you've been wanting to have them converted to DVD? If so, we can help you. We've been in business for over 35 years here in Montgomery, and all work is done in our facility, unlike some other companies that ship them off to, well, who knows where. Is your iPhone out of storage? We can transfer your videos and photos to files as well. Call 279-6036 or go online to danblackstudios.net.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Wire.
Conrad here from Air Conditioning by Luke Wire with no gimmicks, just straight talk. To close out the tough year and keep our staff working, we're offering complete Carrier air conditioning and heating systems for a fraction over cost. You can save thousands, and qualified customers still get 0% financing. Turn to the experts at AC by Luke Wire and Carrier. Visit acbylukewire.com today.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Wire.
License number 84417.
Shop Black Friday Week Deals Sunday through Friday at Kohl's. Plus, get $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. And take an extra 15% off. Get the big one throws, $8.49. Toastmaster small appliances are just $2.14 after rebate. And Fitbit Versa 2 is $129.99. Plus, take 30% off Lego, 70% off fine jewelry, and save on boots for her, $16.99. Plus, get fast and free store pickup. Shop Black Friday Week Deals at Kohl's and Kohl's.com.
Select styles. Offers valid November 22nd through the 27th. 15% off. Promo code ENJOY15. Lego and Fitbit offers and coupons do not apply. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
At
At Tractor Supply, our Black Friday sale means huge savings on everything you need out here. Now through Saturday, save on thousands of items, including gun safes, pet supplies, tools, and workwear. From the brands you love, like Purina, Carhartt, and Makita. Shop now, in-store, online, or on our app, and take advantage of our convenient curbside pickup. Head to the Black Friday sale, now through Saturday, at your local Tractor Supply or at TractorSupply.com. Tractor Supply, everything you need for life out here.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Into news and views from 9 till noon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. Eddie Vader in the house.
In the house.
My trusty co-host, Jack Campbell, at an appointment this morning. He'll see if he can join us a little later in the program. But for now, there's a lot going on. In particular, this got a lot of headlines. The Government Services Agency was given permission by the White House, by the president. In fact, President Trump tweeted about it to go ahead and start cooperating with the Biden transition team. Though Trump says we're still fighting our legal battles, and those battles do continue. A lot of noise still being made by folks like Lynn Wood. Sidney Powell still says she's going to unleash the Kraken sometime.
Biblical proportion.
And we'll see about that. And some interesting analysis I wasn't able to get to yesterday by Jonathan Turley, where he's essentially calling the Trump constitutional argument legal strategy, essentially throwing this thing into the House of Representatives and harkening back almost to what the election of 1876 with like what Tilden and Rutherford B. Hayes, something like that.
Back then, didn't we just settle them by duel anyway?
Yeah, well, duels are supposed to be like gentlemen's agreements. Like, I'm a tough guy, you're a tough guy, but we both like shot above each other, except when you're dueling with Aaron Burr. Yeah.
Right.
Like, Hamilton had to be like, you shot me? You really shot me?
You're so uncouth. You shot me.
But yes, there's a lot to get to. General Mattis. Remember Mad Dog Mattis? Codename Chaos. Yeah, he is saying, well, the one thing I hope the Biden administration does is get rid of this America First stuff.
Yeah.
We'll get into that. But this Jonathan Turley analysis, it's like a Death Star shot, like Luke Skywalker at the end of A New Hope.
Yeah.
That's the Trump legal strategy, and I think that's the right way to think of it, folks. The most likely outcome, especially with this news about the Government Services Agency working with the Biden transition, the most likely outcome is a Biden presidency.
Say it isn't so, Joe.
And we'll see. But there is a lot of folks. There are a lot of folks out there who aren't going to go away quietly, whether it's the Trump campaign or other attorneys, lawmakers at the state level, whether you're talking Michigan or Georgia and Pennsylvania and the like. So we're going to get into all that and whatever's breaking this morning. These last few weeks have been like constant homework. You know, sometimes you can prep a show, Eddie.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, you know, you're ready. You can go to bed at night. Nothing new. Not these last few weeks. There's always something breaking. But JD called in early. So yeah. 272-9228. Let's go to JD. How are you, sir?
Hey, good morning. And y'all are absolutely right. Gary Daniel and Burn looked like Boss Hogg and Roscoe off the Dukes and Hazzard when they were up there trying to commentate. Except I'd give a little bit more credit to old Boss Hogg. As nasty as he was a little bit more honest. I messaged you the other day on something that I had listened to. And I'm always very leery of what I say. When somebody says, hey, you know, we're going to unleash this evidence, we've got to keep it close to our chest, but, you know, or the Kraken, they don't really allude to anything. But I listened point blank to Sidney Powell say that she has a Zoom call with Eric from Dominion where he, video and audio, she says she has the video and audio of him saying, don't worry about Trump. I've got the systems rigged. The systems will rig the whole election. You know, F Donald Trump. She says she has that. She says she has, and this is very specific for somebody not to have it. So, I mean, if you allude to something like Adam Schiff kind of alludes but never says exactly what he has.
Right.
She got very specific the other day, and that's what made me raise my eyebrow. She said she has stuff with Bernie Sanders and AOC where they didn't wipe their internet trail clean enough, showing other constituents how to help rig elections in their areas. She says she has more than 100 affidavits signed, paycheck stubs. The list goes on. She says she has the paycheck stubs where people receive money to help rig this election. If she has anywhere near any of that stuff, it could be big trouble in Little China.
It really could be, and I believe she's also claimed, you know how you can remotely take over a computer,
yep.
And you can, without even touching it, you can just record what you're seeing on the computer you're monitoring.
Yeah,
she's claiming that she's seeing votes change. This is a lot of stuff, and the general idea is that a lot of folks on the inside who are part of this scheme she's alleging are now giving away the game. They're now talking to her, filling out these affidavits. But this was always the big, like, over-the-top, I mean, so audacious that you got to pay attention to it a little bit. But it has to get into court. We're not going to do this through the media. We're not certainly not going to do this on our show. But it's what some folks are talking about, so we'll happily talk about it. Lynn Wood's also claiming now that, hey, I want to see all the security cameras from all the vote counting centers all over Georgia. I mean, he's claiming a lot there, and apparently a lot of folks in affidavits have talked about these video cameras mm-hmm. and surveillance that was there on the premises. So we'll see where it goes, but it's still a long shot. Keep that in mind. It's a long shot.
Some new information also came up about Dominion that was verified, apparently. I haven't gone online and looked at it myself, but when it advertises their product for Dominion voting system, it also advertises their ballot marking. They have machines that will mark the ballots for you, which kind of alludes to the perfect circles they were talking about on some of these ballots. But
these
comments were just, you know, it wasn't a general like, oh, I think, you know, I think this election is rigged. It was very, very specific. I mean, almost way too specific for somebody to be making it up because it would be political and, you know, it would be job suicide to begin with. And I've looked back and I cannot find any traces of that anywhere, but it was on Newsmax at about 4:30, 5 o'clock. As soon as I heard it, I messaged you about it. And I found other interviews where some of the same things were said, but it was nowhere near as specific as this interview.
Right.
And the thing is, they were not expecting her to call on this interview. She randomly called up, and it happened the day after the Tucker Carlson event.
Right, and this is what also, I think, as they saw what she's really laying down, because Sidney Powell's accusing more than just Democrats. She's accusing Republicans, all sorts of people all over the country, in the world. And after that, that's when you got the statement from Jenna Ellis and Rudy Giuliani that Sidney Powell is technically not part of our legal team. She's not a personal lawyer for Trump. She's not a lawyer on the Trump campaign. She's doing it on her own. She said, yeah, I understand that, and I'm moving forward. She's claiming she's going to file in Georgia in particular this week. A lot of things happened in Michigan. I don't know if you saw last night, JD, where the State Board of Electors certified the election. This is after all these promises of auditing the elections, actually looking at the imbalance that's there on the voter rolls, given the number of people who signed in or the number of signatures they had on and the number of people voted are way out of whack. And so they're asking for an audit. But the attorney general there in Michigan, one guy at that hearing by the State Board of Electors was laying out, here's all our issues. And we still don't have answered these questions. I think they're good questions. She's essentially the AG of Michigan saying, hey, if you even bring up these questions, you could be prosecuted.
How?
It's stuff like that. It's just so over the top. Now, there's so many things over the top.
Yeah.
Again, these Sidney Powell allegations, if true, are insane. That's why she has to back it up, and it's probably why the Trump team said, hey, Sydney, go do your own thing. If you got it, you got it. But we're not going to be part of it.
She also alluded to not just this election, but many previous elections, which a lot of people thought certain elections were suspect to begin with. But she alluded to how long this system has been used, and how many potential elections we could have had in this country that were outright rigged.
Right, and that's what's
to see how it turns out.
That's why it's so audacious, and we'll see if the Kraken is an actual beast or just a phantom of somebody's imagination.
Yeah,
thanks, Jody.
We'll find out. We'll see y'all.
See you, buddy.
272-9228. This hour of news and views, as always, first hour brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Give them a call today at 279-6036, 279-6036. They can transfer all those old home videos, even film reels, old slides, and bring them into the digital future, making them easier to access and watch, but also share with the family, whether in town or all over the country. So check out Dan Black Studios today. Again, that number, 279-6036. Chris, welcome to the program.
Hey, good morning.
Morning, bud.
I heard the same thing that the gentleman called in about, and my fear is that Sidney Powell is going to uncover something that could be absolutely devastating. The worst thing that could happen, and I could see this, is that you do have a Biden president, and then all of a sudden, because there's so much information, this comes out, and then what? I mean, what happens at that point? If you don't have a... That's why Georgia is all coming down to this state for some reason. Georgia is the firewall, and they know if they are able to take Georgia, that if Sidney Powell comes out with this stuff and then we find out that Biden is illegitimate, then there's not going to be any recourse. They're going to have the House, the Senate, and the presidency, and this will just be nothing. And that's the scariest part about it. So we would have a illegitimate president that was elected on fraudulent terms with the inability to get him removed. And that is absolutely the scariest thing I can even imagine.
Oh, but so, politics moves very quickly, though. And here's a nice reminder. Let's say that as far as conservatives and libertarian small government types out there, you know, that's the doomsday scenario. The Democrats somehow pull out control of the Senate with these runoffs in Georgia. Biden's president. Nancy Pelosi has a very slim majority in the House, but a majority nonetheless. I think I'm correct on this. Wasn't it only 2 years ago, before the 2018 midterms, who was Speaker of the House?
Yeah.
It was
McCarthy was.
Or no, it was Paul Ryan.
Paul Ryan,
I'm sorry.
Bush.
Yeah, and it's amazing. That seems like forever ago, doesn't it? And it was only 2 years ago. Yeah. So things can move very quickly, and it is just a common thing. I think there's only one exception where within the midterms, usually the party that holds the White House, they lose the House at least. So a lot of turnaround can happen quickly.
I have a problem here, though. Here we are again. Georgia's your firewall, but they still have the Dominion system. I mean, that to me is the most, unbelievable thing that I could think about. We're going to use a system that we know is flawed. There's video of this guy saying things about flipping the election, don't worry about it, and all this kind of stuff. Yet we're about to, the most important two Senate races in the nation are going to be at the hands of Dominion software.
Well, and get this, Stacey Abrams says 750,000 Georgians, state of Georgia, not that...
Did mail-in ballot. Yeah,
not in the caucuses or the steps over there. And see, I don't really know anything. But 750,000 Georgians have requested ballots for the runoff, yeah.
Right. I bet they have.
Right.
And what they're going to do is they're going to collect them and they're going to, mark their whatever they want. The scenario, the bottom line is, and I've said this from the very beginning, the Supreme Court needs to step in somehow, and I don't know, and obviously it's not going to happen, but it needs to be to where there's got to be a paper trail, and I think that the people that were counting these votes, they look like all a bunch of Biden supporters anyway. They need to have the National Guard count the votes.
I mean, there's no way in God's green earth that anybody is going to think that these elections are legitimate, which is the most dangerous thing that could possibly happen to this country. We take away the most simple right that we have that equalizes everybody and make it into some type of game. That is absolutely dangerous for this country, and we're right there. And if Kemp was worth his weight, which I think he's corrupt as it gets too. I would call for the National Guard to come, but not these canvassers, because these people look like they just found them at a BLM rally, as far as I'm concerned. And I don't know. I don't trust the system at this point. I don't think a lot of people do. And 37% of Democrats think Biden stole the election. I mean, that should tell you something right there.
Well, I would suggest, because you're bringing up what a lot of people are thinking, Chris, and in that way you're not out of bounds, but I would say everybody who's all worked up about this on the right and the left, folks who hardly are interested in politics, but you got to pay attention to this, this is a good week to remember what you're thankful for. It really is.
Oh, absolutely.
It's a good week to remember the things that really matter in life to you and yours, to your family, to your friends, to your own life, and how you're helping folks. And I think people do need to take the time this week. Unfortunately, they can't get together in some states, but they need to take the time to ground themselves on what really matters in this world and what matters about this country. And I think that could help take some of the tension down. But, I mean, given the allegations, the legal fights ahead, what seems to be on the table and on the docket if you get a Biden presidency in there, I love saving the soul of the nation with the same old, you know, establishment figures we've had for years. That's, yeah, okay. We'll just go back to the way we were and somehow save ourselves.
Can I say real quick, off the phone here, but Scott Harris came out and said if we do the right thing, we don't have to do a lockdown.
Yeah.
All these other people are saying this. That is a threat.
Yes.
That is a threat. That's like a parent saying something to a child. Mm-hmm. I don't appreciate that at all.
Well, and I don't appreciate it because it doesn't seem clear threat. That the lockdown policies actually work.
Yeah, but he's coming out and saying, hey, you know, if we don't do the right things, then the cases go up, and we're going to have to lock down. That's like if you put your hands in the cookie jar, you're going to get TV taken away from you. I mean, that's threatening.
Yeah.
I mean, we have a guy's unelected bureaucrat threatening the populace of the state of Alabama. I don't know what bizarro movie he's watching, but that is absolutely uncalled.
And I was always told, Chris, and you probably know this better than I was always told the power in Alabama rests in the legislature. Where the hell is the legislature
been? Where are they? They've been completely out of touch, which is absolutely ridiculous. I mean, Ainsworth, these other people need to be screaming and yelling.
I will give the lieutenant governor credit. He has been screaming, but it takes more than just him. But I've got to run, Chris. Yeah. Appreciate it.
Yeah, y'all have a good one.
272-9228, 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. This part of News and Views brought to you by Heirloom Jewelers. Folks, if you're looking, especially for Christmas, a great one-of-a-kind antique jewelry piece, say a ring or a necklace, antique, you know, unique earrings, maybe a brooch. You like brooches, right?
I do love brooch.
Yeah. Yeah, they have it all there at Heirloom Jewelers. And right now you can go online to heirloomjewelers.com. Troop Booth, the owner-proprietor, expert over there, trained at the Gemological Institute of America, he recently revamped the website. It's now just heirloomjewelers.com. You can make an appointment online, but you see what they currently have in stock. And whether you buy in-store at 6948 Vaughn Road here in Montgomery, or you buy online when you use the promo code Joey, just my name, J-O-E-Y, Joey, you'll get 10% off your purchase. And don't forget, also at Heirloom Jewelers, you can bring in your own antique jewelry pieces and sell them to Troop Booth. You might even be able to make deals if you're, you know, selling him some and buying a piece from him. He's willing to negotiate. So go check out Heirloom Jewelers today. You can make an appointment online, again, at heirloomjewelers.com, or give them a call at 260-0066, 260-0066. Heirloom Jewelers, great sponsor here of News and Views from 9 till noon. And don't forget, when you buy there from Heirloom Jewelers online or in person, use the promo code Joey. You'll get 10% off. And women don't We'll be right back. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program.
Running, hiding, losing, crying. Nothing left to say but my life.
News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Blessings, a Christian store, has everyone covered on your Christmas list. Blessings has a great selection of Christian books and supplies, including beautiful Bibles, and engraving is free. Blessings is now offering shopping by appointment before or after hours, or you can utilize their curbside pickup option. Come get your Christmas shopping wrapped up at Blessings and even wrapped for free. Blessings, a Christian store at 103 North Memorial Drive in Prattville, on Facebook or online at blessingscs.com.
Laser Copy is your silent partner for your business, printing brochures, multi-part forms, envelopes, and even custom wedding announcements. No job is too big or too small for Laser Copy, whether it be printing or shipping. Laser Copy can safely and securely pack and ship your UPS, FedEx, and postal packages, and they accept returns. Laser Copy can mail all your Christmas packages and deliver them safely. Laser Copy can create custom Christmas cards for your business and family. Visit them at lasercopyinc.com.
Located at 103 North Memorial Drive in Prattville.
U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner, has everything you need for your holiday meal. Turkeys, hams, holiday sides, and delicious desserts. We also carry a variety of non-food items as well. We're open to the public, no membership, easy parking, and conveniently located for quick shopping. Visit us Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 at 5455 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. You'll find everything you need for your holiday meal. U.S. Foods Market Store. We help you make it.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
You like your burger medium well, your peanut butter crunchy, and your mattress firm. It's the little things that make you, you. And you deserve a Medicare plan that fits your unique needs. That's why United Healthcare is offering more plan options than ever, so you can find just the right plan for you. Call 1-800-362-8715. That's 1-800-362-8715 to get Medicare with more. Remember, Medicare annual enrollment ends December 7th.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Again, this hour, News and Views brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Turn those old stacks of home videos into a new and exciting event. You can get old VHS, Betamax, camcorder tapes, film reels, old slides. You can get them all transferred to a DVD or digital file, making them easier to watch, easier to share with your family here and abroad. Really great service Dan Black Studios offers, so check them out today. Give them a call at 279-6036, 279-6036. You can go online to danblackstudios.net or Dan Black Studios on the Book of Faces, or Facebook. I like to call it the Book of Faces. Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon, 272-9228. Coming up in just a little bit, I want to share this Jonathan Turley piece about the Death Star strategy by the Trump legal team. And so this is what I've been saying now for, what would you say, Eddie, about a week, two weeks?
At least a week.
It's hard to know. Hope is not being certain that you're going to be victorious. Hope is knowing it's not impossible. It's very unlikely. As we saw with the government services agency moving and Trump saying, hey, go ahead and do this. This is not me conceding, but you can go ahead and start working with the Biden transition team. The things start to get closer and closer down to the wire. But like every good dramatic film, any good dramatic story, it always comes down to the wire, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Sometimes I watch these TV shows, Eddie, or I watch these movies where, you know, the guy is going to slide, you know, the door that's slowly closing and coming down the gate. It doesn't always time out to me. You know, how it looks just ridiculous. Like, oh, it's closing, all of a sudden they just get right under the wire.
Down there at the end there, Joe.
Right, right, to make sure it's secure.
Yeah.
That's how those doors work, yeah. Just for dramatic effect. So we'll see where that's going. Quick cultural note, though. After being through quite a trial himself, do you remember and know the name Jordan Peterson?
Yes.
Yeah, he had a best-selling book called 12 Rules for Life. It's still out there and selling like eggs, to quote George Carlin, selling like hotcakes.
Right.
And I have the book. It's a fantastic kind of meditation on different things in life. A lot of good rules to follow to just help self-improvement. It's been amazing to see the press reaction and some ideological opponents to Peterson's reaction to him, because when I read a lot of his work, it's very straightforward and I think much needed. It's kind of a reminder of the deeper things in life.
Yeah, he cuts through the BS. I really like Peterson.
Yeah, it can be like real simple. Mm-hmm. Like the rule can be really simple, but he has a lot of stories and insights to back things up. And the reason I bring this up is, number one, Jordan Peterson is now in good health after put in a medically induced coma.
Yeah, for a little while. His daughter was doing some of the shows for him, and that's kind of how we found out what information was going on.
And he started taking, Klonopin, benzos. His wife had cancer.
Yeah.
And so, and he's also, you know, about to lose his job, ends up being this sort of international star through posting videos online and lectures online. And his wife ends up having, you know, being diagnosed with cancer, and the guy's stressed out as hell. So he starts taking benzos, Klonopin, I believe, in this case.
Prescribed by a doctor,
yeah, taking the amount prescribed.
Yep.
And he tried to stop it. And his health went completely downhill, physical, mental health.
Mm-hmm.
And after getting through that and barely surviving, there were some scary moments. He's back on his feet again. Put out a video about a month or so ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he looks like he's been through it.
He
didn't seem as
tell.
Strong as I remember the man. But he's coming out with a new book called 12 More Rules for Life.
Good.
Yeah. A new book that beyond order, 12 More Rules for Life. And I look forward to that because, you know, one of the biggest things this gentleman did, and I encourage everybody who's a Christian out there and just a thinking person, you don't have to be a Christian, especially you younger folks who may be listening. I know that's not as many of you as I would like, given the medium we're on here today. But if you've been struggling with doubts, if you've been struggling with your faith and your place in the world, your identity, I think what I love the most about Jordan Peterson are his biblical lectures. He doesn't claim to be a theologian. He doesn't claim to be a minister or pastor, but he'll take a story from the Bible, starting with Genesis, starting with, you know, Adam and Eve and the creation stories, and he'll use his insights from the things he studied in his life to kind of lay out the themes and how these themes of, say, Genesis mesh with other creation stories of other cultures. He'll do psychological analysis of the symbology of these stories. He's deep into Jungian, Carl Jung's philosophy and psychology. And so these videos, the reason I bring this up is to have a Canadian psychologist put two-hour videos on psychological analysis of biblical stories. Just that title, just what I laid out here, you'd think most folks are going to roll their eyes, they're going to fall asleep. these videos have millions and millions and millions of views. And after watching them myself, I have to say it's very powerful stuff. So if you're interested in anything like that, maybe a different take on the stories you grew up with, maybe something that can help you if you're going through a trial and having your own doubts, highly suggest check out those videos and stay tuned for his latest book, Jordan Peterson's book, coming out in March of 2021. I'm just happy to see this man back on his feet again. 272-9228, 272-9228. More news and views from 9 till noon after this quick break.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
It's the Thanksgiving Week Sale going on now through Sunday at Southern Homes and Gardens. Shop Black Friday prices all week long on holiday favorites like 50% off Christmas ornaments, decor, and pre-wrapped gifts. 50% off all undecorated, pre-lit, lifelike Christmas trees, wreaths, and garland. Plus, shop unique gifts for everyone on your Christmas list, including jewelry, purses and totes, kids' toys and books, guy gifts, and more. Shop Black Friday prices now during the Thanksgiving Week Sale at Southern Homes and Gardens, Vaughn Road.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is here, and the holidays are right on top of us. You got a ton of stuff going on downtown, including Christmas.
Amen, Bubba. Thanksgiving and Christmas are right here on us. You know, we always get excited this time of the year because I've got my Christmas tree up. We put it out the other day. We've got ornaments on it. We've got all kinds of cool ornaments that have come in, and we've got a lot of other items that have come in. You know, we're loaded down with gifts, whether it be candies, pecans, jewelry, purses. We've got some good-looking purses back in. We've got a lot of jellies and jams, a lot of the Alabama Sunshine products, the Bordeaux sauce. We've got the bearded pickle guy. He's got his stuff in there. And we have those fine, fresh pecans, new crop pecans. We have got some of the best chocolates. And the candies, we make them fresh daily.
Where are you located?
We're located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470. Like us on Facebook.
Since 1989, Signs2Go has been Montgomery's vinyl sign and banner leader. And now, with the addition of wide format printing, your signs and banners can have brilliant full color. Whether it's directional signs for your meeting or large grand opening banner, Signs2Go is your one-stop shop for color. Call us at 270-1133 or email us at signs2go@charter.net. We're still on the Eastern Bypass across from Lowe's. That's Signs2Go, Montgomery's sign and banner leader.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of the Herb Shop Wellness Center, Peppertree Shopping Center, Montgomery's number one nutritional and herb supplemental products. Check them out on the web at theherbshopal.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We are going to enjoy the last day of an extended over three-week pattern of tranquil weather. I think there'll be a good bit of sunshine today. Very comfortable, upper 60s to around 70. Tomorrow is a big travel day, Thanksgiving Eve. Chance of showers and thunderstorms, especially by late in the day. And showers and thunderstorms likely Wednesday night. A couple of the storms could be on the strong side. Then, unfortunately, the front slows up, so we'll have to keep the risk of scattered showers in the forecast, at least a small risk on Thanksgiving with a high around 73. Looking ahead, another big deal storm system sometime Iron Bowl weekend that needs to be watched. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Again, this hour of News and Views brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Call them today at 279-6036, 279-6036. To get all those old home videos, old film reels, tapes, slides, get them brought into the digital future, a DVD or digital file. Do it today, because those memories don't just, you know, collect dust sitting in your cabinet or on the shelf. They also they deteriorate over time, unfortunately. So preserve them today when you can. Again, that number for Dan Black Studios, 279-6036. 272-9228. I would, you know, based on what I told Chris, I'd love to hear if people want to play this game. 2020's been, well, it's been a heck of a year.
Say the least.
Yeah, that's very understated.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd want to know, in the midst of all this craziness of 2020, in the midst of all the sound and fury, in the midst of people losing their jobs, losing their businesses, big changes in politics, and changes that you can feel. My brother and I were just talking about this the other night. The shift in how quickly the world is moving technologically.
Mm-hmm.
There's just so much happening so quickly, it's hard to keep up. But in the midst of all this, what are you thankful for? Where's your gratitude? What do you really care about here in this life? 272-9228, if you want to share. 272-9228. Now I want to share something Jonathan Turley came out with at the beginning of this week yesterday. Over the weekend, Turley, you know Turley, he actually testified in the House on behalf of Donald Trump.
Right.
But he is, I think, traditionally Democrat, civil libertarian. Very good legal scholar. I like Turley a lot. And he was ruminating over that press conference from last week with Sidney Powell, Rudy Giuliani, Jen Ellis, and the whole team. Though, again, Sidney Powell's not technically part of the team. It's a weird move. And he's sitting there thinking about it. It was such a strange narrative that seemed to move away from the provable to the unbelievable. The question is, why? Why would you be claiming these over-the-top national conspiracies by Democrats? Turley writes, one possibility, to raise sweeping allegations with insufficient time to resolve them in order to force an electoral college fight. The idea would be to give license to Republican-controlled legislatures to intervene with their own sets of electors or block the submission of any set of electors. Concern over such a strategy was magnified when Trump called key Republican leaders from Michigan's legislature to the White House on Friday. Now, a lot of those legislators said, no, we're going to go through the normal constitutional process.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see what happens in Michigan, though a lot of the Michigan legislature wants to do their own hearing. That is a win for the president. Also, the case in Pennsylvania is now being reviewed by the Third Circuit Court of Appeals. So what keeps happening here is you have these two realities. The more likely reality that will continue to define the country will be Joe Biden as president. But you have this other kind of crazy reality. And at one point, one is going to live on, the other is going to die. And they'll, you know, maybe on a collision course. And so we'll see, as these might be on a collision course, you'll see little wins for the one narrative and one reality. Then you'll see little wins for the Trump side of the ledger. So we'll see as these things go on, but these next, the rest of this week, and especially the week after this Thanksgiving week, will be crucial, and we'll know who's going to win out. Again, the Biden reality seems much more likely. But Turley is suggesting that this state legislative approach, the Electoral College fight, Turley's calling it the Death Star strategy.
Hail Mary.
And for those of you, you know, who have been living under a rock, has Greg ever seen Star Wars?
I don't think he has.
Oh, that poor guy. No, we watched it together with him. We finally made him sit down and watch it.
Really?
Yeah, and he enjoyed it because he didn't know it was essentially a space western, especially the original ones. So, yeah, and the original Star Wars, a struggling rebellion, was in full retreat on every front against an overwhelming force in the Empire. The rebels were left with just one strategy and literally one shot. Luke Skywalker had to skim the surface of the Death Star along a trench and fire a round into a small thermal exhaust port to travel down an air shaft and cause an explosion in the core reactor. Then poof, no more Death Star. However, if this is the Trump team's plan, it will make Luke Skywalker's shot look like a beanbag toss, writes Jonathan Turley. The trench in this instance is found in state election systems, leading to the electoral equivalent of the exhaust port in the Constitution's Electoral College. It is the Electoral College where the actual election of an American president occurs. Each state certifies votes to the Electoral College, a figure that adds up to the number of members the states have in the two houses of Congress, or 535. In addition, for Electoral College purposes, the District of Columbia, D.C., is given three electors for a total of 538. Thus, a candidate must have at least 270 electoral votes to become president. To reach that exhaust port, Trump's legal team equivalent of an X-Wing must get all the way down the electoral trench by creating challenges in multiple state certifications and deny Joe Biden the 270 threshold or claim those votes for Trump. The Trump team has focused on states such as Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Nevada, and Pennsylvania. If the litigation can create serious doubts over the authentication or tabulation of ballots, the Trump campaign could force fights on the floors of these state legislatures. However, after meeting with the president on Friday, the Michigan legislative leaders dealt the potential strategy a serious blow by saying they're unaware of anything that could change their state certification for Biden. Okay, but they're still going to have a hearing, it looks like, after last night's developments with the Board of Electors in Michigan. The electoral shaft. Once litigation introduces doubt to the validity of the vote, the matter travels down the electoral version of the Death Star's air shaft to individual state legislatures. This is when things move into some uncertain constitutional physics. Article 2 of the Constitution states that electors are appointed in such manner as the legislature thereof may direct. It is not secretaries of state. It is not judges. It is not board of electors. At the end of the day, the Constitution states it is legislatures who certify and send electors to the Electoral College. All but a couple of states have directed that all of their electoral votes will go to the candidate with the greater number of statewide votes. The question is, what happens if legislators decide they cannot say with confidence who won the greater number of votes? Such controversies have arisen before, as in 2004 when Democrats objected to counting Ohio's electoral votes due to voting irregularities. The greatest controversy occurred in 1876 after a close, heated election between Republican Rutherford Hayes and Democrat Samuel Tilden. Like Biden, Tilden won the popular vote and more electoral votes, 184 to Hayes's 165. The problem was that rampant fraud was alleged in Florida, Louisiana, and South Carolina. For example, South Carolina reported 101% of voters voting. The controversy led to rival sets of electors being sent to Congress. A long fight led to the improbable election of Hayes, who did not win the most electoral votes or the popular vote, but it ended with Hayes as president. For Trump to pull off a similar maneuver, he would need the cooperation of Republican state legislators. He also would face collateral litigation over who should certify electors, a state's governor or its legislature. In Bush v. Gore, the Supreme Court ordered an effective halt to further litigation. That was just one state. It is possible, writes Jonathan Turley, that such multi-state litigation could push the challenges beyond the end of the safe harbor period for certification on December the 8th or beyond December the 23rd, when those votes are supposed to be submitted to Congress. Indeed, it could force a fight on January the 6th when Congress gathers in joint session to count the votes. So we're getting into uncharted territory, but it would be a constitutional process. And for all the folks on edge, I think one thing we should be thankful for this year is the wisdom of the Constitution. It allows for all sorts of checks and balances. It allows for all sorts of ways to pick up the pieces if things have all been smashed to hell. We'll see if this strategy, which is a Hail Mary pass, it's a Death Star shot. Use the force, Donald Trump. Use the force.
Sure.
But we shall see in the coming days and weeks. 272-9228. This part of the program brought to you by Cole Plumbing. 279-8919 is their number. Save that number in your phone. 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business for a reason. In particular, their proprietary pipelining technology that allows them with precision and expertise to get in there and fix your plumbing issues with minimal discomfort to you and your home. That means not having to tear out a bunch of drywall, dig up a huge hole in your yard. No, with Cole Plumbing, with precision and expertise, they can get the problem solved, big or small. They can also, even if you don't have a problem, install brand new toilets if you need some new fancy toilets. They can install tankless water heater technology.
Nice.
They can do all those sorts of plumbing needs. And again, they can fix those problems. And you want to solve those small problems before they become big problems. Check them out today at coldplumbing.com, coldplumbing.com. Or again, give them a call at 279-8919, 279-8919. And just remember, folks, when you have trouble with your bowl,
call on Cole.
Second hour of news and views from 9 till noon, coming up.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Remember the good old days when Christmas gifts had us playing outdoors? Well, these days, most kids only ask for another electronic device that'll keep them cooped up inside. Hey, folks, this is Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power. This Christmas, let's take charge and get the kids or grandkids enjoying the great outdoors with a go-kart or mini bike from CTE. Now, everyone knows go-karts are fantastic family fun, and these go-karts are fun and safe. All of our two-seater go-karts have a three-point safety harness, roll bars, and hydraulic brakes. So with over 12 different models and colors to choose from, and mini bikes starting at only $699 or 0% interest and payments less than $20, let's get them outdoors this Christmas with a go-kart or mini bike from CTE Outdoor Power. I-85 at Perry Hill Road and CTE Outdoor Power. Where for over 20 years we provide parts and service for what we sell and other brands as well.
I've spent more time at home lately, and I've noticed some things. The ceiling fan in my bedroom is ugly and loud. My gutters need cleaning. I have a loose fence post. My kitchen faucet's leaking. My dryer lint thingy needs a deep cleaning, and the wood trim on my house is clearly rotted. None of which I wish to fix myself. I called Mr. Handyman, 334-219-8599. Mr. Handyman can help with all my home improvement projects. On time. Done right. Mr. Handyman, 334-219-8599.
Marguerite's second annual pre-Thanksgiving blowout is on now through Black Friday. Every single item in the store has a crazy, wacky blowout price. And you can put on a layaway, 10% down, and pick it up Christmas Eve. Blowout items, unbelievable blowout items. All diamonds, you heard me, all diamonds, including Fred Mark, 60% off. All of our watches, 49% off. Diamond studs, $99. Unbelievable blowout at Marguerite's. Pepper Tree Shop, don't miss this. This is the event of the year. Don't miss us. We're in Pepper Tree Shops.
Have you heard about the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest?
They're talking about on the radio, you know.
Well, you can hear it on the radio. I mean the radio. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Jessica Pig here with Pig Enterprises. Blue Water Broadcasting has been a major part of our continued growth, connecting us with the right customer base at the right time, helping us to get you behind the wheel of quality pre-owned vehicles for the past 20 years. If you're looking to maximize your advertising potential, Pig Enterprises believes you'll get a squeal of a deal from Blue Water Broadcasting.
Most radio listening is done away from home and in the car, closest to your business and point of sale. Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
News. I'm Chris Foster. President Trump has been tweeting this morning about how the election was rigged and stolen and that he'll keep fighting, but he's told his team to cooperate with Joe Biden's as he prepares to take office. The general